After the al-Qaeda attack on the United States on 9/11, fractures appeared across the Islamic world, especially between pro-Western autocrats and their people. The attack turbocharged a new politicised form of Islam and a nationalist backlash across the West. Professor Jocelyn Cesari of Harvard University Divinity School has written extensively on this subject. She's speaking with Andrew West.
The perpetrators of the 9/11 attacks were ideologues, even if they present themselves as pious, and they were pious. And even if they say that they represent the true Islam, we know that they were following, and some of them are still following, a very politicized version of Islam. So when 9/11 happened, of course, it's in the shock and the emotion. It's very difficult for people to make the difference. So when people say that they attack the U.S. because of Islam and to make retaliation against infidel American, they say this is Islam. So I remember that one of the first positions of President Bush at the time was indeed to use also on his side a very religious language. He talked about crusades. So right there, you had a sort of religious war going on, and it was the worst you could do. I have to say, on the credit of his administration, that he pedaled back and he didn't pursue this line, but there were clearly a feeling or perception that we were entering some kind of new holy war.
It's worth pointing out that the vast majority of Muslim leaders, the heads of state, condemned the attack. I mean, I think even President Khatami of Iran, Megawati Sukarnoputri in Indonesia, Hosni Mubarak in Egypt. But were there parts of the Islamic world that somehow felt empowered by 9/11?
Oh, I would say with no doubt the street felt empowered by 9/11. That was the first time that a Muslim group could defeat the West, you know, or at least weaken it. There was this kind of shock and awe, but I would say that, again, the political groups based on Islam felt that this was a turning point.
It's Professor Jocelyn Cesari from Harvard University Divinity School speaking there with Andrew West, and you can hear more of that interview on the Religion and Ethics Report with Andrew at 5:30 this afternoon right here on RN.